Coming up on KUCB News, there are now 32 cases of coronavirus in the state, and Governor Mike Dunleavy is still facing a statewide recall. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by Redfish Electronics, now providing new, used, and refurbished computers, tablets, iPods, MP3s, phones, phone accessories, and flat screens. We also carry external hard drives for your digital storage needs. Redfish Electronics is located in the airport parking lot next to Northport Rentals. Redfish Electronics can be reached at 359-2205.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Hope McKenney with some local news on Monday, March 23rd, 2020. It's not the most prominent item in the news cycle, but Governor Mike Dunleavy is still facing a statewide recall. The campaign to remove him from office is in the second of three phases. Right now, they're trying to gather enough signatures for a special election. But the coronavirus pandemic put the kibosh on big public events, which in turn made signature gathering quite difficult. That is, until Friday morning brought a change. KUCB's Caroline Lester has the story.
Earlier this month, the campaign to recall Governor Mike Dunleavy followed guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and suspended all signature gathering events. Volunteers were still allowed to do one-on-one signings. But even meeting just one person could put volunteers' health at risk. On Friday morning, the Recall Dunleavy campaign announced that Alaskans can now mail in their signatures. Claire Pywell, the campaign manager, says this way, both volunteers and signers can stay healthy.
Given the pandemic in front of us, we knew that the recall had to meet people exactly where they are, right? And right now, that's at home.
Registered voters can go online to the campaign's website, request a personal booklet, and have it sent to their houses. Sharon Svarney Livingston is in charge of the Unalaska effort. Before Friday, she was offering to meet people for individual signatures, but requested that they bring their own pen. With the new measures, she can stay safely at home and focus on her family.
I think it's probably best for everybody. I know it was putting my daughters through a little bit of stress. I want to eventually be able to go visit my mother again, so this was one reason why I really couldn't. So I'll self-quarantine for 14 days here, and then I'll be able to go see my mother.
As of Friday afternoon, the campaign had gathered over 30,000 signatures. It needs more than 70,000 to move on to the next phase of the recall. On the other end of the political spectrum, the campaign to keep Governor Dunleavy in office has been suspended by the request of Dunleavy himself. Instead, he asks that volunteers focus on supporting their family and community. In Unalaska, I'm Caroline Lester.
The Alaska Supreme Court will hear oral arguments on the case the state has with the recall campaign on Wednesday. Health officials identified 10 new cases of COVID-19 in Alaska Sunday, bringing the statewide total to 32. Seven of the new cases are in Anchorage, two in the Matanuska-Susitna Borough, and one in Juneau. According to a statement from the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services, one of the Anchorage cases had recently traveled outside of Alaska. Alaska's state epidemiologist, Dr. Joe McLaughlin, said in the statement that the remaining cases are not known to be travel-related at this time, and that at least two of the new Anchorage cases have no clearly identified contact with a confirmed case. He says that means community transmission appears to be occurring in the Anchorage area. Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz issued an emergency hunker down order on Friday, asking residents to minimize social contact and limit movement in the state's largest city to essential errands in an effort to slow the spread of the virus. The order went into effect Sunday night at 10 o'clock and extends through March 31st. Governor Dunleavy has also closed all public and private schools to students through at least May 1st. COVID-19 cases have now been identified in 8 Alaska communities: Anchorage, Fairbanks, Ketchikan, Seward, Sterling, Soldotna, Juneau, and the Mat-Su Borough. By Saturday, there had been more than 950 COVID-19 tests completed for Alaska residents, according to the health department. However, here in Unalaska, there are still no confirmed cases, according to the city. Four patients have been tested at Aluluk Family and Health Services, with three confirmed negative results and one test result still pending. The city has increased the local risk factor to high and emphasizes everyone maintain at least 6 feet of distance from others. Surrounded by shipping executives at the Port of Alaska Sunday morning, Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz had one message.
I just wanted you to know what you're seeing and hearing is a normal Sunday at the Port of Alaska. And all this is possible because the supply lines are intact and operating the way they're supposed to.
This message comes as stores struggle to keep up with skyrocketing demand for products during the COVID-19 pandemic. Demand is high, but Berkowitz says supply is steady. Shipments that stock Alaska's stores continue to flow into the state without any problems every Sunday and Tuesday as scheduled. A spokesperson from Matson, the shipping company, said that twice weekly shipments to Kodiak and once weekly shipments to Dutch Harbor will continue as well. And shipments by air continue uninterrupted too, according to David Karp, who manages a family of companies including Northern Air Cargo. He says cargo is moving as scheduled and Alaskans, particularly in rural areas, can rely on the current infrastructure that's in place.
In some cases, if there's a silver lining, the reduction in passenger travel to bush destinations has actually created more capacity for mail and freight to move. So things are moving by air for all of you folks off the road system.
Representatives also discussed safety protocols that companies are implementing, including keeping crew members on ships and limiting anyone boarding ships to essential personnel in order to lessen interaction between crew members and the community. Anchorage's hunker down order took effect Sunday night at 10 o'clock and asks people to stay home as much as possible. But at least when it comes to shopping, Berkowitz's message to Alaskans is to, quote, stay chill.
In those 600 containers are containers that include the toilet paper that people seem to be hoarding. You don't need to do that any longer. You didn't need to do that at all.
Berkowitz says it's time for people to return to their normal buying habits and try not to buy more than needed so other people can have access to products as well. Unalaska's school district has a new text message notification system. Parents and guardians can sign up for text message alerts with information about events, bus delays, safety alerts, and more. To sign up, text YES to 67587 and make sure the school has your cell phone number. Again, text YES to 67587. And coming up tomorrow morning, Dr. Murray Butner from Aluluk Family and Health Services will be taking questions from the public about coronavirus during KUCB's show, Tuesday Checkup. You can send your questions to info@kucb.org, and we'll ask your questions live on air during the show. It starts at 8:15 tomorrow morning here on KUCB Radio. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Hope McKenney, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.